It's 8:50. Time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices today are expected to be mostly steady, but there are mixed undertones with possible firm bids in the western Corn Belt, while some weaker bids may be seen in the east. Terminals are called steady to firm, with tops from $36 to $39. Peoria called steady today, with a top price of $36. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, October 5th, negotiated swine purchases were 21,566. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $44 to $59. The weighted average was $53.91, a gain of $1.56 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34.78 to $46.75, and the weighted average was $43.69. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 13,991. The base price range, $43.75 to $60. The weighted average was $56.56, a loss of 73 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $36.83 to $48, and the weighted average was $45.71. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Happy Columbus Day.
Hi, good morning. Yes, it is Columbus Day, and same to you. As far as looking at the weather here, we do have some changes coming in the Midwest Corn Belt. Another dry, hot weekend. I'll tell you, if anybody doesn't have the bulk of their harvest done and runs into any problems with harvest, it's just because of unfortunate circumstances. Because up to this point, the weather has been absolutely awesome for weather or for harvest. We've had dry weather. We've had warm weather. We should have the grain drying down rapidly. There will be changes coming. There are showers and thunderstorms in the western belt now. They'll be pushing eastward across Illinois and Indiana tonight. But beyond that, it doesn't look like much rain the rest of this week. So there will be more field opportunities coming up. And it does look like we're going to have dry weather returning tomorrow and continuing for the rest of the week. It'll just be cooler weather. Temperatures returning to more seasonable levels. So that means the drying rates will cool down or slow down a little bit. And we're going to have decent weather for harvest, but it will be probably the relative humidities will be up a little more just because the temperatures will be down a bit. But temperatures have been running some 20 plus degrees above average. They're now going to go below average here. And anyway, that's what we're looking at as far as the Midwest Corn Belt. Turning to the Southern Hemisphere, that's where we're going to focus most of our attention now the rest of the way here through the fall and winter as we're almost done with the harvest season here in the Midwest Corn Belt. And basically, what we talked about last week, that remains the weather to talk about this week, and that is in Argentina. They're doing pretty well. There's more rain expected this week. They've had some dry weather in between the rain to allow for planting of corn and soybeans and also field work in other areas for other crops as well. But they've had dry weather for that, but they're going to get some more rain later this week to help move those corn and beans along and help the wheat in the heading stage. So after really a dry August in Argentina, the showers did pick up in the second half of September, and the conditions have really improved there. And southern Brazil right now, too, getting some showers from time to time, so there's not much trouble there. The trouble spot has mainly been in the northern production areas of Brazil, and it looks like this week hot weather is going to continue over Mato Grosso do Sul, Goiás, Minas Gerais, Sao Paulo, maybe even southward into Paraná, and those are the areas that are going to probably be of highest concern. Usually it's mid to late October when the rainy season starts in that area, and there's some signs that the heat and dryness may hold on a little longer than usual, although there are some signs that some showers and thunderstorms will develop on the western and southern periphery of that heat late in the week. That would be around Friday and Saturday, and that would include parts of Mato Grosso, a big producing state. Also, Mato Grosso do Sul into Paraná, Santa Catarina. So then the driest weather will remain, and the hottest weather will remain over Goiás, Minas Gerais, and portions of Sao Paulo, maybe even eastern portions of Mato Grosso, Mato Grosso being a very big state. So there are concerns with dryness in Brazil, but it's a time of year where there's often a seasonal shift in weather coming up in the next week or two, so it's going to be important to monitor that possibility as we get there. And as far as other parts of the U.S. coming back to the U.S., it looks like a favorable period of weather for most production areas, including the Plain States. It looks like the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt will continue to see decent weather, generally speaking, for continued seeding and also the harvesting in the eastern parts of that belt where there is some corn. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 894.5, unchanged. Last trade down 11.5. March, 895.75, unchanged. Last trade down 8.75. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 886.5, down 3.5. Last trade down 13.75. July, 684, down 2.5. Last trade down 7.5. December corn opened at 342.25, unchanged. Last trade down 2.75. March, 358.25, down 3/4. Last trade down 3. July, 378, down 1/4. Last trade down 2. December of next year, 393.5, unchanged. Last trade down 2. November beans opened at 937, down 3.5. Last trade down 4.75. July, 978.75, down 3.25. Last trade down 3. October soybean meal opened 258.70, down 70. Last trade down 340. October soybean oil opened at 38.18, down 32. Last trade up 5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
We've had softer corn prices for the last 7 trading sessions at the Chicago Board of Trade. Any reason to expect it won't be 8?
I think you'll have an 8th one today. Looks like all points are leaning towards an easier type open this morning. Energies are down relatively hard. Gold, silver lower, dollars firmer. You've got rain talked for South America. Looks like even the center west areas will pick up some rain. You've got rain talked for Australia, so the wheat market is getting pounded in French wheat. They're down, I think, 12 and a quarter euros this morning, so they're down roughly 45 to 50 cents a bushel. And if the wheat's easier, I think it just opens that door for the corn as we continue to look at better yields across the belt. Some people will begin to position for Friday's report, but we also got to keep in mind it is Columbus Day and most of the exchanges are closed. The grains and meats are the too few that are actually trading today.
If we break a short-term trend line drawn through the July and August lows, where might we be headed on the December chart?
I would say that you're going to try and make a run down to challenge that gap, or not the gap, that low that we put in back in July at 24.5, and then see whether we can get through there, Dave, is what I'm thinking in the market right now. I don't think you'll be able to get through that near term, at least not prior to the report on Friday.
Turn your attention to the beans. Is there a pennant flag developing here?
Oh, I think that there's one that's already started to develop, and I'm kind of in a weak mode on beans. I tend to think that you're going to break them back, and we're going to go challenge some of these retracement points. And I've got my eyes set on that 885 mark is where I think we make a run back to challenge that level and see whether we can bust through that or not. I tend to think you're doing a good job in trying to grow acres down in South America. I think we've seen that. When you look at the hedging out in the May and July futures, the open interest has grown fairly actively through this last month or so, and I think that means that they're growing more acres of beans, and we started seeing that in Informa's numbers, which were better than higher than what the USDA or any of these other people have been talking down in South America.
Turn your attention to the Merck. What do you see over there today?
Oh, the hogs are stabilizing, I think. I think you've gotten down to a level. We're actually finding good demand for the product, and I think that means that we're going to see this hog market stabilize and probably bounce back a little bit. We've got a gap in there in the December hogs that I think we'll try and make a run at filling is what I'm thinking. Get back around that 62 mark, and you're probably out of turn seller again, would be my guess. Cattle market kind of the same way. We've started to drop it back off, and it's probably not done yet until we get all the way down to 94 on December cattle before we turn them back around.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. Brian joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.